Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you find that you're more likely to treat yourself to an indulgent snack after an exceptionally long day, you're not alone. Michael Inslicht, associate professor of psychology at the University of Toronto, reveals how fatigue can undermine our self-control.
Research on the science of self-control has exploded in the past decade. And although studied in many lights, one idea has received more attention than most. The idea that self-control is a limited resource. This idea is intuitive. Just like your car consumes fuel to get from one point to another until there is no more fuel and no more driving, the argument goes that you consume some brain fuel to restrain your behaviors throughout the day until you reach a point where this fuel is used up and you are left without the ability to control yourself any further. This sort of model supposedly explains why people tend to grab bags of chips when they feel mentally exhausted. This idea may sound right, but it is dead wrong. While it is true that people tend to become couch potatoes when they are fatigued, it is not that people cannot control themselves when tired. It is that they choose not to control themselves. Research suggests that what changes when people are tired is the level and quality of their motivation. When people are fatigued, they experience a change in motivational priorities, such that they are less willing to work for the things they feel obliged to do, and more willing to work for the things they like to do. The silver lining here is that people may be able to increase their flagging levels of self-control by finding pleasure in the sometimes onerous, yet necessary activities of life. At best, the idea that self-control is limited is wrong. At worst, it is actually dangerous. The more we hear about this incorrect view, the less motivated we'll be to exert effort when we sense that we're tired. Time to retire this flawed idea.
That was Michael Inslicht of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.